Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Back pain and stiffness mean mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Now, this week in our series on disinformation, the Blue Origin conspiracy suggesting Katy Perry's space flight was actually faked, and RFK doubling down on his autism disinformation. We're joined by David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, you can tell us what happened. I mean, the Blue Origin flight, Jeff Bezos' outfit, it did take off and it had an all-women crew and it landed.
I mean, crew is a very strong word here. I obviously have strong feelings on this because this was a publicity stunt. This was space tourism. These were not astronauts. There are actual female NASA astronauts who, as we speak, are having their records stripped with the U.S. administration's policy on anything against diversity. So it's a weird time to do it. However, they definitely reached the Kármán line, and that's what's considered the boundary between space and Earth. Now, it's a bit of a ropey boundary, but it's about 100 kilometers above Earth, where gravity is a whopping 3% lower. So they were basically on a ride. It did happen, but already the internet is claiming that it didn't.
Are you saying, just to clarify that, you're saying gravity is only 3% lower?
Yes.
So they weren't floating?
God, no. Well, they do. When you get a parabolic curve and you fall back towards Earth, you will float, you will be in free fall. But you can do that without going to the Kármán line. People do it on in space flight training all the time, and even naval aviators do it as well. So this was a publicity stunt. It was a very carbon heavy, very polluting, completely unnecessary stunt for Jeff Bezos's company. And I mean, it's very hollow. So in one way, there's a lot of criticism that is coming out about that. But the other factor is it definitely happened. Like, it's not particularly advanced from an engineering perspective. But what we tend to see with any space flight or even space tourism is that immediately a conspiracy theory emerges that it didn't happen.
Okay,
in this case, it definitely did.
Yeah, we know it definitely did happen, and we saw the video of the thing landing. But just to clarify from our listeners, there's no question of a heat shield or, you know, re-entry difficulties or dangers. This thing went up and came down.
It went very, very high and then came down. Yes, it didn't like leave atmosphere in the way we traditionally define it. It hit a boundary about 100 kilometers up. That's it. And then came back down. And that's been done for a very long time. We've been doing that, you know, since the 1950s. So not particularly impressive. And again, this is space tourism, not being astronauts. And I think that's a little bit of... So there's a lot of memes about this. There's a lot of people very annoyed at the optics of it, particularly at a time when female NASA engineers and astronauts are being erased from the administration's records. you had this ostensibly faux feministic all female flight crew, but they weren't a crew. They were the passengers on a trip. Yeah.
But they did have designer gear.
Of course they did. This was a PR stunt. Now, there was funny things. Some of the conspiracy theories emerged out of the fact that, for example, Jeff Bezos wanted to be there when the capsule opened. So they basically did two takes of it. And there's footage of that. So there was some conspiracy theories saying, oh, look, it's all been fabricated. But that's mixing up the fact that it was a PR stunt with the actual flight being fabricated, which it was not.
So the basis for these theories is that it appeared that they emerged from the capsule unaided, and then Jeff Bezos came along and let them out. So therefore, none of it could have happened for real.
Yeah, they over-extrapolated. What Jeff Bezos obviously wanted was to be there for the footage where the capsule opens, because he's paid a lot of money for this PR stunt. But of course, they could get the capsule open without him, and they already had started to. So again, people put two and two together and got 16. Now, this is really common, by the way, with spaceflight in general. I mean, we can go back to moon landing conspiracy theories from the 1960s, but this is nowhere in the same league, and yet we're still seeing conspiracy theories about it, which is probably pretty telling.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier a great movie, Capricorn One, which was about a movie made that the spaceflight endeavoured to get to the moon had failed, and therefore, in order to save their own blushes, the Americans fabricated the whole thing in a big hangar.
If the whole joke about Stanley Kubrick wanting to direct a fake moon landing, but it was actually cheaper to go to the moon than get Stanley Kubrick to do it, is a common one, all right.
Mm. Now, no doubt those conspiracies will gather pace and people will turn to them as fact before long. But really what was worrying about it was Katy Perry discovering the love inside her as a result of her little jaunt.
I'm just trying to think if they could send someone less articulate up there. For the whole time she was looking at a camera, I've seen some of the footage of it now, at least at that range above Earth, you should have a pretty amazing view. I would look out the window, personally, were it me. I wouldn't just stare at the camera. But then again, I'm not Katy Perry, so I cannot speak to her motivations. But it has been, and if you see it online, it's been memed mercilessly. People are not happy about this. The conspiracy theories are a side effect of that to some extent, but it is funny how poorly judged the optics of this have been.
Back pain and stiffness made mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.
We want to return to a topic we've covered on the program a number of times. Yesterday, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was sharing more misinformation about autism, this time using even more shocking language. Have a listen.
This is a preventable disease. We know it's an environmental exposure. It has to be. Genes do not cause epidemics. They can provide a vulnerability. You need an environmental toxin. This is an individual tragedy as well. Autism destroys families. More importantly, it destroys our greatest resource, which are our children. These are children who should not be suffering like this. These are kids who, many of them, were fully functional and regressed because of some environmental exposure into autism when they're 2 years old. And these are kids who will never pay taxes, they'll never hold a job, they'll never play baseball, they'll never write a poem, they'll never go out on a date. Many of them will never use a toilet unassisted. And we have to recognize we are doing this to our children.
I wonder, does he say those things around the cabinet table to Elon Musk? Anyway.
I'm sure he does. And the thing about that clip is, it is this weird combination. I can't decide if he's just purely mendacious or if it's idiocy as well as mendacity. because what he's used there are classic buzzwords of autism misinformation. One, he's described it as an epidemic. Now, that's referring to the fact that rates of autism diagnosis have increased quite considerably over the last 30 years. But the reason they've increased is that we widened the diagnostic criteria and we started looking for it more. It is a spectrum. There are people with varying amounts. Some people have entirely normal, very happy, productive lives. Some people have severe difficulties with it. So he's being disingenuous. But what he's also saying, which is false, and he said it twice in that clip, he's claiming that it's caused by environmental exposure. And this is his pet theory that environmental toxins cause autism. Even though there's still a lot we don't understand about autism, we know that it's not environmentally triggered. We know that it is inborn, that it has a high hereditary component, that it has polygenic expression, which means there's a lot of different genes that contribute to it. So what he's saying is completely at odds with the science.
But it's so offensive to people who live with autism, people who have children with autism, who do go on to live very productive lives, who don't necessarily play baseball, but play football or do it's other things and certainly go on dates and have conversations and relationships.
Absolutely. It's completely dehumanizing. And also it's playing on people's fears. So it's othering people very much who are neuroatypical. Again, there are people that have major challenges with this. There's a lot of people that live incredibly productive lives, many of whom are, you know, scientists, business people, you know, good people. You know, it is a weird idea that this is always a negative. And he's framing it that way because this chimes into what he's been saying for the guts of 20 years. He is a believer in the idea that there is some unnatural forces in the world. He's mentioned fluoride. He's mentioned vaccines. He's mentioned Wi-Fi exposure in the past that is causing an epidemic of everyone being sick. And he's latched onto autism as the sickness, which is, you know, dehumanizing and false. But he's also faked the data, both by misdescribing it. Now, he's been corrected on this, Pat, for so many years. So many scientists, including people like Peter Hotez, who I've had the pleasure of speaking to before, have corrected him on this. And he has no interest in being corrected, which makes it, this, I would say, is an example of disinformation, because this is intentional. This is not him just being wrong. This is him deciding to put false information out there because it furthers his ideology. And that's quite concerning.
It's quite extraordinary, though, when you look at the people that Trump picks for his cabinet jobs. You have an education secretary who last week, I don't know whether you saw it, she referred to AI several times as A1.
Oh, good Lord. I have not seen that.
I mean, she was talking about the importance of having A1 in the classroom from an early age, and she repeated it again. And the people who were on the panel with her, the interviewer and someone else, they were looking at her aghast, but they daren't correct her because, of course, she's the education secretary. So AI becomes A1. Then you've got Hegseth, who ran a small company and seemingly didn't run it very well, employed to run a massive organization that is the Department of Defense. And so it goes. Peter Navarro, the man who invented a source to buttress his own arguments, Ron Vara. I mean, extraordinary stuff.
Competency is not, I mean, the idea that this is a meritocracy has been absolutely shredded open by Trump's appointments. And I would argue that RFK Jr. might be the worst of them. There has never been a individual I can think of more perversely unsuited or ill-suited to the role of Secretary for Health and Human Sciences than Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He should have been disqualified on the basis of what he has been saying for years. The fact that he was the number one funder of anti-vaccine misinformation, disinformation from 2018 onwards. Things like this should have debarred him from ever taking this role. And yet this is going to harm people with autism and autistic people. This is going to harm public understanding, and ultimately it's going to demonize things that don't deserve demonization.
Now, the question of whether or not he will live up to his promise to look into everything in the environment that kids are exposed to, including processed foods and all the rest of it. Let's see what he does on chlorinated chicken and hormone-fed beef.
Although that's it. And also, he's made an incredibly outlandish thing. He's claimed that he's directed the CDC to find the cause, singular, of autism by September, right? Scientists have been studying this for decades. It's really complicated. There's not a single cause. It's not a single thing. The fact that he would even say that shows you that he's already reached a conclusion. This is just theater to pretend he... This is a show trial for the conclusion he's already come to. And that's the really concerning thing, that everyone can see this happening, and yet there seems to be no brakes on the American system to stop it from happening.
David Robert Grimes, author of The Irrational Ape, How Flawed Logic Puts Us All at Risk. David, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Back pain and stiffness mean mornings rough.
Pain made it tough to sleep until I started Cosentyx.
Cosentyx secukinumab is the number one prescribed treatment for adults that targets IL-17A, a molecule that may play a role in inflammation that contributes to ankylosing spondyloarthritis or non-radiographic axial spondyloarthritis, two types of inflammatory arthritis of the spine. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
I got real relief with Cosentyx.